Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Phil C. This is Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au and now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6 Backwater Country. Got a great show planned for you this afternoon, listeners. If you tuned in last week, you would be aware that we are promoting the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival 2024. And on last week's program, we had Steve Sparrow and Locke Mackay, two of the musicians that will be entertaining there at this particular festival. Now, on this week's program, we've got Kiara Rodriguez, Alice Benfer, and Jed from Jed and Trudy Hintz, the Hillbilly and the Hobbit. No Hobbit on this one, just the Hillbilly, okay, folks? So, as I said, we are promoting this event, and those three, Jed, Kiara Rodriguez, and Alice Benfer, will be special guests on the show a little bit later on. I'm going to kick the program off with an entertainer, a good friend of mine, who's going to be appearing at another festival that we're promoting, and that's in St. George in Queensland. It's the Yellowbelly Country Music Festival, and that's from the 24th to the 30th of June. So I'm going to play you a song by Jeff Brown, and then straight after that, we will have our first guest on the program, and that will be Kiara Rodriguez. Straight after this, listeners. The song is called More Times Than I Remember. It's Jeff Brown, folks.
Well, I've been out back in my trusty old Mac more times than I remember. Seen scorching drought in the further out and the monsoons in December. Seen lots of snow round Omeo, seen the sands of Unadatta. Been checked for weight in every state from Cairns to Wangaratta. 6 days on the road with an overload while I waited out the scales. Been in strife with another bloke's wife in a town in New South Wales. Been bogged in glue on the hay plains too in the storms of late November. Been in a blue full of homemade brew more times than I remember. Wrecks, had a few crook checks from shonks I carted freight for. Had some quick turnarounds in coastal towns and some loads I've had to wait for. Old ugly loads over rough dirt roads from Christmas to September. Had a bearing go and a tire blow more times than I remember. Now I've settled down in a country town and the big wheels roll on by. And the bull light beams invade my dreams and they will until I die. Though my trucking days may fade away like a fire's dying ember, I've known tough times, but I've made true mates more times than I remember. Never had me a wife, but I've had a good life. Hard work, it seems, don't matter. If your health stays fine as it has like mine, and my ashes you can scatter. Where the trucks roll by and the soft winds sigh and freight slows in December, let my mates come by just to show that I am a bloke they all remember. Let my mates come by just to show that I am a bloke they all remember.
Afternoon, listeners. Phil C here, allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM, 87.6 24/7 Country Channel there in Harrington. And on the phone lines joining us this afternoon is the very talented Kiara Rodriguez. How are you today, Kiara?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me, Phil.
Oh, thank you for being part of the program, my dear. How's it been? The last time I saw you would have been, probably almost a year ago at Nanango Country Music Muster, their 20th anniversary show.
Yeah, that's right. And it was such a great weekend, apart from the hail that we got freakishly midway through the weekend. But that was a great festival. And, I've been great ever since. Went to the Tamworth Country Music Festival in Jan and had my own show, and it all went down well. So the year has flown by. It's crazy.
Tell me, just quickly, have you been to Crow's Nest Country Music Festival before?
I have. I want to say once before. I can't remember if it's twice, but I've been at least once.
You've been at least once.
Yeah, I think it was a few years back now. I think one must have been during COVID and it got cancelled, so I was there the next year. But I had such a great time. It was such a great crowd and a lovely atmosphere. And the team, they just do such a great job of putting the event on. So I'm really looking forward to coming back this year.
Fantastic. I can't wait to see you out there. But what I want to know, for the benefit of our listeners who may not be familiar with you and your music, you started singing at about 9 years of age, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And I'm a lot older than nine now. I'm about 28. But yeah, I've been singing country music since I could talk, basically, since I was about 9 years old, and just love the storytelling behind the song. So whether it's my own songs or whether it's someone else's song that I'm telling the story through, I just love that ability to sort of connect with the audience. And, you know, everyone's got their own stories and their own way they relate to music. So I guess that's what drew me to country music in the first place and has kept me going.
So music kind of runs in your family, doesn't it? Your father plays guitar, he sings as well.
Yeah, and he only ever, like, he was quite shy growing up. So he played guitar, you know, your family would come over, and in our culture it's very, like, very music-centred. So, yeah, they'd play guitar kind of around the campfire or at parties and stuff, but he was very shy. So he didn't start sort of going on stage until I started, when I started doing talent quests in the country music circuit, and he thought, you know, why not give it a go? But, yeah, I get my voice and my musical talent from him. Even on his wedding day, he sang to mum, but he faced the altar of the church, so he didn't have to look at anyone. So, but it's really nice. I think at Nanango we got up and we sang a couple of songs together, so that was really special.
Absolutely. So how does a speech pathologist, because that's your profession, isn't it? You're a speech pathologist.
Yes,
how does
correct.
A speech pathologist become a country singer? I know you love the country music. You started when you were about nine. I guess if you had a choice, you'd rather be a country singer than like full-time making lots of...
Yeah, it's a tricky thing because I love both of my professions so much. And I think the question's more how does a country music singer become a speech pathologist? Because I think that's what I was always drawn to. And then when I always knew I wanted to do something that involved helping people, and music does that in a way as well.
Yes.
But I wanted to do something a bit clinical and in the hospital. And so speech pathologists actually work with a lot of people who have injured their voice, whether they're, you know, actually we work with singers who may have overused their voice and can get nodules and things like that. So all the anatomy we deal with communication and swallowing is the same that you use for your voice. So it's really handy because you get all the inside tips for how to look after your voice and how to make it better. But there's just so much, I guess, crossover between the two professions. So I wouldn't trade one for the other. If I could clone myself, I'd have two versions of myself, each doing one thing, I think.
Multiplicity. So you want to clone yourself and be in two places at the same time.
If only I could, that would be the dream. But I'm currently working in a hospital ward where patients are waiting to go to nursing home. So I'll often bring my guitar along and, you know, we'll have a group in the morning and I'll play a bit of music, and they know all the old country songs. So that's been a really handy trick. Although I'm the speech pathologist there, I whip out the guitar and we all have a sing along, and it just brings them a lot of joy to, you know, reminisce on those old songs and do something that you wouldn't normally do while you're in a hospital. So it comes in handy for sure.
Fantastic. But now tell us, I understand, and this is what I've been told, that you've just got this natural ability to write really clever and catchy songs. Now, do you get this?
Yeah.
Is this just who you are, or is this from your father's influence?
My father's influence, but nothing. In a sense, I have his sort of sense of humour. I'm someone who loves a good laugh, or a good pun, a good practical joke or prank. And in a way, my lyrics are kind of similar as well. I like to sort of have a bit of a twist to my song. So I've written, one of my songs is about a tragic love story, and it's called Murray Stole My Darling on the Banks of Wentworth Wharf. And it's about the Wentworth Wharf that you perform at the Mildura Country Music Festival, where the Murray meets the darling. So clever things like that. I just love, you know, lyrics with a bit of a twist or a gotcha kind of moment. So, and I guess my influences as well, the music I enjoy, are clever storytelling songs. It doesn't have to be funny necessarily or tongue-in-cheek, but just something that's a bit clever with playing with words, which again, I guess the speech pathology career, it's all about words and communication, and so is songwriting. So,
So tell me about High School Reunion, because that debuted at number two on the iTunes charts. So what's that song about? Because I've not played that song yet.
Yeah, so this one was an interesting one. Obviously, through COVID, there wasn't much music to do. I was still lucky enough to have my hospital job, so I was very fortunate. But it also got me thinking, it was, you know, 2021, 2022, when we were having the lockdowns. I live in Sydney, for context, so I was very much locked down. And I realised that, you know, 2023 would be my 10-year high school reunion if we had one. Mm-hmm. And I started to think, you know, oh, I've barely achieved anything. Back in high school, I was, you know, the girl who sang, and I thought, oh my gosh, I haven't achieved enough in my career, which I think all musicians relate to that, never being enough, and there's always the next goal to strive for. Of course, that wasn't true necessarily. I have achieved a reasonable amount, but I just felt really down in the dumps, and I think the lockdown had a lot to do with that. Right. So I wrote this song about a high school reunion, and, you know, we all had these plans 10 years down the track, and now we're nowhere near where we thought we would be. So it's a bit tongue-in-cheek, a bit the video clip, instead of getting high school, like setting up a high school reunion, we got some mannequins, and it was really fun to play around and chat to my pretend high school friends and that. So I had a lot of fun writing it, but then also recording it and filming the video clip for that one.
Fantastic. You do have this natural ability with a quirky and I guess comedic side to it, because you wrote another one too called Mr. Vanity.
Yes, that's, again, that's, we're just, I'm painting you a picture here of who I am, I think, as a person too. But yeah, Mr. Vanity's one about, you know, being married to someone who takes longer to get ready in the morning than you do.
Yes.
So, you know, the lyrics of Mr. Vanity, Mr. Prettier Than Me, you know, all of those kind of things. So, again, a bit of a laugh, a bit of, you know, something a bit clever and twisty. So, I just, for me, as much as I enjoy the music of the song, the words are also just as fun to write and just as important.
So the festival, just getting back to the festival now, Crow's Nest, you've been there once before, and what are you hoping for this year? I mean, it's been a while. You've done festivals. I saw you at Nanango, so you're no stranger to the stage, that's for sure. And I think the audience is going to love you. What are you sort of expecting?
I'm really looking forward to getting back and playing to the Crow's Nest crowd.
Uh-huh.
They were just so welcoming last time I played, and, you know, they're a very attentive audience for the diehard country music fans, and like so many of these festivals we go to. But, Crow's Nest just has the most beautiful atmosphere. So I'm just, you know, looking forward to sharing all those stories through song and singing a few of the old favourites as well, and catching up with some music mates as well. That's always a good opportunity. To do, because it's, you know, we just all see each other around at these festivals, and it's a good time. So there's many things I'm looking forward to.
So after this one at Crow's Nest, what have you got coming up for the rest of the year?
A little bit quieter for the rest of the year. I mean, I say that and things eventually pop up, but I'm hoping to work on just writing some more music. Obviously, Tamworth will come around before we know it. So it's a bit more honing that in and I guess getting prepped for the next year almost. So nothing confirmed yet. I do have I'm booked for a one-day festival in Brisbane, which is the Doomben Cup race day, and they're having a country music race day, so out of the Doomben race courses. So I'm looking forward to that one as well, because that'll be good fun and a good good chance to dress up, and so that's in September, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Fantastic. Before I let you go, Kiara, tell us about your latest single, Ain't Your Rehab. Ain't Your Rehab.
Yeah, so this one was another fun one to write. It's a bit more serious, but I guess, about being in a relationship and knowing that you're not there to fix the person. We often can't change people. They are who they are, and we're not there to fix all the broken parts of them. So I took that concept, and then when we made the video clip, I said, why not do it in a smash room? And if you don't know what a smash room is, it's like a room where you just get a baseball bat and things to smash, and you dress up in all the gear so you're protected, but you can smash glass, you can smash windows, whatever, in the room. So it was a whole lot of fun to sort of live that concept out and, take a spin on the song as well. So
who came up with the idea of the smash room? Was that your idea?
Yeah, that was one of my ideas, actually, what I was thinking about, because, it's, you know, you can go the traditional route and go, you know, guy and a girl and the heartbreak story.
Yep.
But I just, I thought, why not, you know, we don't always have to go the done thing. And I'm into escape rooms and those kind of novelty kind of things. And I thought, you know, this would just fit the theme really, really well. And the smash room that we found in the Hunter Valley is actually a winery themed smash room. So everything you smash is like wine bottles and things related to that. So it all just seemed to fall into place.
So the idea is that, I guess, Ain't No Rehab is you can't help fix somebody or whatever the song. The character within the song can't help fix their partner. And I guess out of anger or frustration or both, go into a smash room and take it all out in the smash room.
Yeah, kind of. And also, I guess the line in the chorus is all of my love and all of my strength couldn't pick you up and put you back together again. So it's, I guess, draws into like that idea of breaking things and putting things back together, things like that. So I just wanted to play around with those concepts, and it turned out quite well, and we had a lot of fun.
So have you got any new music on the very close horizon? Another single, another album coming up?
Yeah, I've got my EP that I've just sort of put out in at the end of last year. So I'm still running through that, but always writing and thinking of the next thing. So hopefully working on a few more singles that are still in the pipeline. So
fantastic. I'm going to wrap this one up now. Kiara, thank you so much taking the time to chat with me, and cannot wait to catch up with you there at Crow's Nest.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Phil. Have a good one. See you there.
And you. Stick around, listeners, for more A Corner Country. We're going to be back with it straight after Kiara Rodriguez's brand new song, Ain't No Rehab.
loving on your mind and whiskey on your breath. Cause all of my love and all of my strength couldn't pick you up and put you back together again. I ain't your rehab, call me up at 2 a.m. Loving on your mind and whiskey on your breath. Cause all of my love and all of my strength couldn't pick you up and put you back together.
Well, there you go, folks. Ain't no rehab. The very talented Kiara Rodriguez, and she's going to be at this festival. We're promoting the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival 2024, and that's at Crow's Nest Showground on the New England Highway, and that is going to be on from Monday the 10th through until Sunday the 16th of June. I'm now going to play you a song by another very talented lady. Goes by the name of Beck Hance. Now, Beck's going to be appearing at St. George at the Yellowbelly Country Music Festival from the 24th to the 30th of June. And we're going to be there for that one as well, folks, okay? So the song we're going to play for you by Beck is from her album All About Mates, and the song is called Only in Australia. Beck Hands, listeners.
Have you ever visited a place called Down Under? And if you live here, have you roamed wide and all over? From waterfalls, open plains to escarpments, thick rainforest bush to magnificent sea waters. Only in Australia. Have you ever stood on the top of Cape York? Have you ever taken a cruise down the Catherine Gorge? Have you watched the lightning on top of Stockman's Ridge? Have you ever walked across the Sydney Harbour Bridge? Have you ever watched the sunrise on Byron Bay? Have you driven across the Gibb in the Kimberley? Have you mustered cattle out west at Long Reach? Have you ever had a swim and a barbie on Bondi Beach? Only in Australia, this has got to be the place to be. It's got lots of personality, I'm never gonna leave. Only in Australia, the scenery as far as you can see. You'll come to visit and never leave. Only in Australia. Have you ever killed a cane toad just for fun? Have you ever got drunk on Bundaberg rum? Have you paddle steamed the Murray for a couple of days? Have you ever had a gander at the Buchan Caves? Have you ever put a punt on the Melbourne Cup? Have you dug for opal in Noonadada? Have you watched the footy with a 4-20 pie? Have you ever looked for the Southern Cross in the sky? Only in Australia, this has got to be the place to be. It's got lots of personality, I'm never gonna leave. You'll come to visit and never leave, only in Australia. Well, there's a thousand and more things to do, and if you don't, then why don't you come see the magic of her heart? Grab a bike, grab a car, grab a donkey and a cart, just whatever, make the start. Only in Australia, this has got to be got lots of personality. I'm never gonna leave. Only in Australia, the scenery as far as you can see. You'll come to visit and never leave. Only in Australia, you'll come to visit and never leave. I'm never gonna leave. Would you ever leave? We're so lucky to be free. Only in Australia.
G'day listeners, Phil C here. This is allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM, 87.6, 24/7 Country Channel in Harrington. And I've got on the phone lines with me this afternoon the extremely talented Alice Benfer. How are you going, Alice?
I'm pretty good, Phil. How are you?
I'm really, really well. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. I know you're a busy, busy lady, and it's a pleasure to have you on the program.
Well, that's okay. It's always wonderful to talk to the radio presenters and get to know them.
Well,
since I get a lot of support, yeah, it's really good.
Well, I'd like to get to know you, and I'd like my listeners to get to know you as well, because you're a cattle, sugarcane, and country music has been the staple ingredients in your life. Is that correct?
Yes, I've always been around cattle and horses. I grew up in the country. My father was a sugarcane farmer, so, yeah, I had sugarcane all around me as well on the Sunshine Coast.
Okay. And you started performing really, really early, didn't you? You were about 6 or 7 when you first started to perform, and now unstoppable.
Yeah, we hope so. I started singing at around the age of 7 at a country music club on the Sunshine Coast. Up in front of people, I was a bit shy, but I really loved singing, so I just kept at it and kept getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was a lot of – it's always a lot of fun performing with different musicians, different bands, and at different venues.
So what is it about country music that you really love? Because there's that many different genres. Why did you choose country?
I think it's just in my blood. I've always been a country girl, and there's a lot of interesting history, especially where I live. So I had to write a few songs about that.
Okay.
And, yeah, I just love being outdoors, out in nature, and I love animals, horses and cattle and all kind of animals, really, yeah.
Okay. So you're also a CMAA Academy of Course, Country Music Senior Course graduate in 2014. You've been awarded many awards to your credit, Golden Medallion and Media Awards times 2 of those, riding a wave of success. So you've got a couple of albums to your credit and a single,
yep.
I believe.
Yeah, I've released a few albums. I released my new one on the 26th of April, so it's still fairly new.
Yes.
11 tracks, they're bush ballad and heritage songs, and I have released a couple of singles already from that album, and they've done really well in the country music charts,
okay,
which is exciting. Yeah.
So that album's called Voices from the Bush.
Yes, it is.
So tell us a little bit about the album before we get on to the country music muster that I want to chat to you about as well.
Yeah.
So I played a track last week from this album. It was called Old Felt Hat. Tell us a little bit about that.
So often at the country music festivals there will be bush poets. And, one of the bush poets, Gregory M. Dillon, he writes a lot of poems, and the lyrics just suited being made into a song. So he wrote the lyrics for it, and I like playing the guitar and coming up with melodies. So I came up with a melody for the song, and it just seemed to come together really easily, which is good.
Yes.
Some songs aren't as easy to put together.
Okay. So that
one
was written by Greg. I actually met Greg last year. I think I might have caught up with him at the Nango Country Music Muster, if memory serves me correctly.
Yeah.
I didn't realise he wrote the lyrics to this one for you.
Yes. Yeah, he did. I thought the story was interesting. and from a different perspective, because even any object probably has a story to tell. So we wrote it from that perspective, and it was in the country music charts at number one for 4 weeks. So Greg's over the moon about that as well.
And so must you be.
Yes, I am.
You have to be ecstatic. Number one for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, another one I've played from you before from this same album, because it is your latest album and I want to get people to listen to this particular album, is Widgie Widgie Station.
Yes.
So give us a little bit of an insight to that one.
So I co-wrote that song with Kevin Bennett from The Flood. He was a mentor when I did the CMAA Academy of Country Music course.
Yes.
He was a great mentor. We just seemed to click. And, I kept in contact with him, and I thought this song would be right up his alley. He's a bit more experienced, and being a First Nations artist as well is helpful in getting this story across in the right way. Mm-hmm. Widgie Township is only 5 minutes away from where I live.
Right.
They have a rich history there, and the homestead has been there since the early 1800s, I think. And, they had the first settlers there, and they did employ Indigenous stockmen to look after the property as well. But, unfortunately there was some conflict between the first settlers and the First Nations people as well. So I just wanted to tell that story because I've always been interested in history, and Kevin Bennett was the right fit for that song. Yep.
Fantastic. Now, I want to get on to the music festival, okay, because we're promoting the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival 2024. Now, I've never been to this festival before.
Okay.
I was invited to this one by Paul Fleming and Locke Mackay. Have you been to this one before?
Once, yes. It was a good festival, great crowd, lots of different types of music, and just a friendly atmosphere. So I'm sure it's going to get bigger and better each year as the word gets out. Yeah.
Okay. So how long has it actually been running? Because as I said, I've never even been to it. This is my first one as well.
Okay. For a few years, I think. I've only sung there once.
Right.
Cold at night, so they only sing during the day because Crow's Nest gets pretty cold. It's at the showgrounds, and it was a lot of fun singing there.
Fantastic.
So I look forward to doing it again soon.
Absolutely. Look, I can't wait to see you out there and meet you out there because, as I said, I've played a few of your songs from this brand new album. I'm going to play another one in a moment. Have you got a favourite from this particular album that we can play for you before we let you go?
Oh, it's hard to pick a favourite. My two favourites are Saltbush Sally and Wildflowers on the Outback. But, it's interesting to hear what other people connect with the other songs. So I'm very happy with the album. I feel that it's my best work yet. Working with Sam Hawksley was we're a really good team because I did a previous album with Sam too, but this is a little bit different. So I'm sure he had a ball doing all the music for it because I'm sure it's interesting to do different styles of music. So,
So the other remaining 9 songs, because the first two we mentioned, Old Felt Hat and Widgie Widgie Station, are co-writes. There's 9 more on there. Have you written the bulk of this album, or have most of them been co-writes?
I've written Long Black Skirts and The Old Flea Bitten Grey. The others were co-writes with different artists like Sam Hawksley. There's another song of Greg. Greg Dillon wrote the lyrics to Wildflowers in the Outback.
Okay.
And Brendan Smoother, and there's another song that I co-wrote with Kevin Bennett as well.
Fantastic. Yep. Well, look, congratulations on Old Felt Hat. That, like, I played it last week and I thought it was a brilliant song. And
oh, thank you very much.
For you to say to me it was number one for 4 weeks is like, well, I'm not surprised because it's such a lovely song, which is why I selected it. I listened to the album and then I thought, well, I'm going to play that one because I really like that one. And Widgie Station. So I tell you what, because it was a co-write with Greg, we might put on Wildflowers on the Outback because he co-wrote that as well.
Yes, he did.
And you said
It's got a nice swing to it. I tried to do a variety and have some upbeat songs and some ones that are slower and some of that are mid-tempo as well. It's good to have a nice variety.
Fantastic. Well, fingers crossed the rest of the album goes as well as that number one song that you've had. You said you had two or three singles from this album. What are the other ones?
I've released Long Black Skirts about the Lynch sisters. They're local pioneering women here back in the 1800s. So they were pretty tough. They did driving the bullock teams and timber cutting, and they did the timber cutting competitions against the men and they'd win. and they wore the long black skirts, the heavy outfits that they used to wear, so it would have been
extremely
hard work
and uncomfortable.
So it's Long Black Skirts, Widgie Station, and now Old Felt Hat.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm going to play one that's not a single then, because we'd like people to hear another one that's not a single. Yep. And if they want to buy this album, it's called Voices from the Bush. How do they go about getting a copy of this album? Because obviously they can listen to it on Spotify, but we don't want to send people to Spotify.
No, they can get in contact with me through my website, alicebenfermusic.com.
Okay. Okay, and that's the way they can get a physical copy of the album.
Yes, they can, or I'll see the people at Crow's Nest. And, I've got a few festivals coming up. So
tell us about the other festivals you've got coming up before I let you go.
I've got Boney Mountain coming up in September, a folk festival.
Excellent.
Which will be nice.
Yes, been there last year. Norm O'Hara Murphy runs a fantastic festival. Have you been to that one?
No, this will be my first time singing there.
You're going to have a ball out there. That's a lovely festival. Yes, and others?
I'll be singing at the Gympie Muster this year again, which is always exciting. It's a good festival. Mm-hmm. And, it'll be at the Muster Club on the Saturday, the 24th, I think, of August.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if they want to look up any of your information, I guess you've got gig. Get dates on your website, and that's where they get the music as well. So let us know what that is again, Alice.
So I've got the Gympie Muster coming up in August.
Yes,
the 24th of August at the Muster Club.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Boney Mountain Folk Festival.
Yes,
in September. Yeah.
Yep, and this one.
And, of course, the Crow's Nest one,
which is the one we're talking about. And your website is, again, what's your website?
alicebenfermusic.com.
That's it.
Yes.
Well, we're going to let you go now, Alice. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I can't wait to meet you at the at that festival, the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival. And congratulations once again for Old Felt Hat, number one for 4 weeks.
Yes, thank you very much.
We're going to wind this up now then, and we'll be back with more of Corner Country listeners straight after. This is from her brand new album, Alice Benfer's brand new album, Voices from the Bush, and the song is called
Wildflowers on the Outback.
That's the one. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's wildflowers on the outback, a sight that
our listeners, Alice Benfer, Wildflowers on the Outback. And she is one of the artists that will be appearing at the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival. And this is kicking off tomorrow, okay, from the 10th through until the 16th. Now, the main artists will be appearing on the Saturday and the Sunday. But there's days of walk-ups. We've got Poets Breakfasts. We've got all sorts of great stuff happening out here, folks. So if you're in the area, if you want to see some fabulous country music, do yourself a favour and get out to Crow's Nest Country Music Festival 2024, Monday 10th through until Sunday the 16th of June. We're going to have our next guest on the lines right now, folks, and he's one that will be appearing at this festival. It's Jed from Jed and Trudy Hints, The Hillbilly and the Hobbit. How are you going this afternoon, Jed?
Yeah, good, Phil, good. Yeah, no, the Hobbit's indisposed. She's out. She's trying to groom those hairy little feet that she's got. we got granddaughter Judy's, and she's in looking after the granddaughter. She's a bit crook.
So, okay. Yeah. I thought you might have bought her a battery operated angle grinder so she could trim those toenails, mate.
Yeah, well, one of those electric pruners. That'd work.
So, have you been since we saw you guys last? The last time we caught up with you was at Bingara about 2 months ago.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, we've been super busy. Yeah, since then we've done a few thousand kilometres. After that we came home for we did Boonduma, and then we went back down to Withalley, Barham, Strathmerton, Yumurka, and a few other little odds and sods, and then back up to, we just did Bundaberg last weekend.
So crikeys.
We're a bit busy this time, and now we're getting ourselves ready for Crow's Nest.
Yep.
The little Crow's Nest Festival.
That's right.
From
the 10th to the 16th of June, that one.
Yeah, it's coming along really nice, a little festival. Yeah.
Have you been to that one before?
Yeah, we kicked off the first couple, I think, helped kick it off, and we did one, I think, year before last. So we've done a few there, and it's getting quite good.
So how long's it been running?
Well, that's more than I can tell you.
Okay.
You'd have to ask the boss that.
I'll have to ask the boss.
She's good with that. But it must be getting up to 6 or 7 years now, okay. I'd say. Right. Yeah, yeah.
So what's the festival like? I've never been there. And just to paint a picture for our listeners, it's a smaller festival, but tell us a little bit about the area that, you know, where they camp and
it's at the showgrounds here in Crow's Nest, and right. There's a lot of powered sites there. I think I'm not sure if they've got any left, but they usually book out pretty good because it gets pretty cool here in Crow's Nest and at this time of year,
right?
In the morning, mainly in the mornings and that. So, but they've gone to a bigger marquee, I'm led to believe now, and they've changed. They've spent a bit of money out there. The Show Society has put up a new stand and made it a bit more user-friendly, it attracts a lot of walk-ups. I think they said they get 60 or 70 walk-ups there leading up to the main days on the Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
It's a great little step through from, as I say, Bundaberg was the week before, and now it's 2 weeks, it'll be 2 weeks' time. So then you can go from Crow's Nest out to St. George, the Yellow Valley one, and then to Thargomindah, the big Channel Country Music Muster.
That's right. Are you going to be at Yellow Valley? Because I know you'll be at Thargomindah, because that's really your event, isn't it, really? You and Trudy put that one together.
Yeah, we've got to – yeah, no, we can't do – we've got to get out there and probably, as you realise from being at Thargomindah, I think you did a couple of stints out there. They work on Thargomindah time out there, so we've got to go out and we need a bit of time to get the local council and everything happening out there. So everything works on Thargomindah time. we need to go out, and we got to set out the grounds and all that sort of stuff.
Fair enough. And it's a huge amount of work. So put a festival together is a lot of work behind the scenes that people don't really get to see or understand.
Yeah, well, that's correct, and we're just fortunate that we have a lot of willing people that'll in all these festivals that we have a lot of helpers that give their time, and we try and make it as painless as possible. But the more volunteers we can get, a lot of the volunteers are getting older and our generation's getting older, so yeah, it takes a bit of organising.
Yes, of course it does. So what about the Crow's Nest one? When are you expected to get out to that one? Because it starts on the 10th, the Monday, but there's like 5 days of walk-ups.
Yeah. No, they'll be running through the walk-ups. So we'll try and drop out for a couple of days. We usually try and get out and see everyone, and then the main stage will be Saturday, Sunday. I'm not sure if they have. I don't think they have any old time dancing or anything like that there. I'm not 100% sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got some fabulous acts. Locke Mackay's going to be out there, and you know all about him because you were on the same bill.
He's one of them fellas that give you a headache every time we see him. Too. he's another one. Yeah, no, there's Lockie and I believe the Cartwheels, which are an old they're sort of been around for a long time.
Right.
I don't know much about them. We did a spot with them at Tamworth. And then I think there's Kiara Rodriguez, Alice Benfa,
Steve Sparrow.
Steve Sparrow, yeah, he's a lovely fella.
Yes.
Yeah, nice bloke, Steve. And, I'm not sure who else, but...
I think Clary Weller's going to be there as well.
Clary's a great old mate. Clary, he's a good old bush ballad singer and compere and poetry teller. And they have the poet's breakfast and all that sort of stuff as well, I think. Yeah.
They do indeed, yeah. They've got
it should be a great weekend or a great week, yep.
Yep. Well, it's the first time for me, and I'm absolutely pumped to get out there and have a look at Crow's Nest.
it's a nice little place, and if you've got a bit of time, have a look around. There's some rainforest and dams, the lakes that are handy, and a bit to see and do around the place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And apart from that, this fabulous festival where you and Trudy are going to be performing there as well. So is she still picking on you, Jed? Is she still bullying you around, mate? Or?
Oh, mate, it goes without saying. The Hobbit, she's allowed to do that sort of thing.
Okay.
She scowls at me when I do something wrong, and when she does something wrong, you just got to smile. She just smiles.
I get it, mate. Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, it's all good. Yep.
Well, we're going to wrap this up now, mate. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us and give us your insight into the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival. It's on June 10 to 16. Before we let you go, mate, we're going to play a song from that fabulous album, The Hillbilly and the Hobbit. Now, one of those songs on there, for the benefit of some of our listeners may not be aware, you actually got an award back through my yesterdays. Tell us about that before we put it on.
It sort of came about, and I was never really much fond of the song when I first wrote it, and I was actually not going to do anything with it. And Trudy, I never even for people who don't know, the TSA Awards in Tamworth is one of Australia's leading awards for songwriting, and it's not an easy thing it's hard enough to get into the finals of it, but to win one is pretty, it's up there.
Yep.
And I entered another one off the album, the one that I wrote, the old Gumtree Waltz, and it made it to the finals, and I didn't realize Trudy, she entered the other one without me knowing, and I didn't know until we got the thing back that it was a finalist in the section that we edited in.
Mm-hmm.
and then blow me down, it ended up winning. So I added that one to the Hobbit. That's another one I have. Hobbits aren't wrong,
She must have and heard something in that song, mate. Hobbits are magical, mate. She must have saw and heard something that you didn't see.
I think you're right. Yeah. No. I'm singing it now, the better I'm liking it. And so out of I think I was talking to one of the judges after that was down there at the night when they do the awards, and it said there was over 880 entries in the overall sections of the TSA awards. So. I was pretty stoked. So that's my second one. I picked one up 10 years ago. And so now I can say that it wasn't a fluke. I got another one.
You got another one. And the song you actually entered was in the final. So you're doing pretty well with your songwriting, mate.
Yeah. No, that's right. It was in the finalists of the thing as well. So I had two in and one. So that's not too bad.
That's not too bad at all. Well, we're going to put that on right now, Jed. Thank you so much for taking the time, mate. Give that hobbit of yours a nice cuddle, okay?
And I'll just go and see if she hasn't used all my shaving cream on her hairy little feet.
good on you, Jed. You haven't lost it, mate.
I look forward to seeing you at Crow's Nest, mate.
Absolutely. There you go, listeners. That's Jed from the Jed and Trudy Hints from the Hillbilly and the Hobbit, they like to be called. And we're going to be back with more of Corner Country straight after Back Through My Yesterdays.
I went back through my yesterdays to see what I could find, searching for the way ahead and ease my troubled mind. I couldn't put my finger on what I was looking for, but I recall some wasted days I won't have anymore. My steps are getting shorter, the pathway not so clear. Am I going nowhere? Is the ending life keeps getting rough and I can't clearly see. I remember what my dad once said and what it meant to me. Never stop looking for the dreams you hope to find. Always learn from your mistakes, then leave them all behind. Try and keep on smiling, be thankful that you're free. The good that's in your heart that other people see. Always give a little more than what you're taking from. Learn to live with what you got, don't take from anyone. Keep a little place for God in the troubles he went through. And remember that there's always someone far worse off than. When I was young and free, when at last the truth would come and time caught up with me. Time, it waits for no man, it's true the story goes. The lines of life are on my face and how they really show. Now I tend to realize what my mom and dad went through, and I'm sorry for some things I didn't do. And when I'm lost and lonely and the future's hard to see, I remember what my dad once said and what it meant to me. Never stop looking for the dreams you hope to find. Always learn from your mistakes, then leave them all behind. Try and keep on smiling, be thankful that you're free. For it's the good that's in your heart that other people see. Always give a little more than what you're taking from. Learn to live with what you got, don't take from anyone. Keep a little place for God and the troubles he went through. And remember that.
Well, there you go, listeners. What a way to finish a program. Jed and Trudy Hintz, The Hillbilly and the Hobbit, Back Through My Younger Years is the name of the song from the album The Hillbilly and the Hobbit. Now, we are promoting the Crow's Nest Country Music Festival 2024 here at the Crow's Nest Showgrounds on the New England Highway, Crow's Nest, Queensland, listeners. That's Queensland, not Crow's Nest in Sydney. Monday, the 10th of June. So it starts tomorrow. From Tuesday, we've got walk-up artists all through the week. So if you want to get up and try your skills at being an entertainer, you can do that. Saturday and Sunday, the main artists will be appearing. We've got Jed and Trudy Hintz, The Hillbilly and the Hobbit, they are. Steve Sparrow, Kiara Rodriguez, Locke Mackay, Clary Weller, The Cartwheels, and of course, Alice Benfer. So if you want to see some great country music this weekend, folks, do yourself a favour and check that one out. We've also got the poets Bill Kearns and Paul Fleming. Walk-up start on Tuesday, go through till Friday. Main stage is Saturday, 10 till 5, Sunday, 10 till 4. Bush Poets Breakfast Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. There is so much happening out here, folks. Do yourself a favour. You know you want to, and get out here and check it out. Now, also, don't forget next week, the week after that, in fact, Yellowbelly. That's the Yellowbelly Country Music Festival at St. George. Now, that starts on the 24th of June, goes through until the 30th of June. So we've got a lot of entertainment coming your way on the country scene, and we will be at that one as well. Folks, it's time for me to hang up the headphones. I've got to take the saddle off the horse and put him back in the stable, okay? Kick back on the porch with a beer and a jack. So until next week, listeners, yee-haw! I'm going to see you somewhere around Corner Country.